Is it round?
Yes, round with a handle on it, like a skillet, this thing.
Is that the same as cornbread or corn pone?
Yes. Now, my mother made, you know, the pones with green beans. They were like that.
Pone is a long thing.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah, but now I don't know exactly what that applies, just what it's like, but I hear that expression so often, corn dodger.
Okay, what about something made, made with little, that you fry in deep fat, making little balls in them, out of cornmeal and maybe some onion and green pepper?
Well, that's more or less a hush puppy, some would call that, with our fish on our camping thing down there. We had a donut kettle, and
you had a what?
Donut kettle. We made donuts at our, we had a donut stove now, and this great big kettle, I guess it's that big around the handle. Then Roy had a thing to put in the bottom, and with holes in it, and you bring that up, those donuts out of the fat, you see.
Yeah.
And so I gave it to my neighbor there. We'd have those fish fries down there, and when you would get through with the fish, they'd drop those hush puppies or even french fried potatoes into that hot grease, that great big thing. He had built it up on a stand, and we have the most wonderful time down there at that picnic ground.
Yeah.
But one of our best, one of the there, he has died in the last month. You know, he was such a popular man. He was a Shriner and a Mason and all the branches of Masonry and all. And me being a past matron in the Art of the Eastern Star, my husband wasn't a Mason, but they brought me a pretty corsage. They wanted me to have one because, you know, knowing that I love Masonry so much, my brothers and my fathers were all so interested in that, and me being a past matron in Eastern Star. And we're going to miss S.J. so much. And he died with a heart attack.
Mm.
But they never had a fish fry down there that year. If I didn't get there in time, they'd wait for me to be able to be there at the fish fry down there. We have such a lovely neighbor's down there.
Okay, you say that there are two kinds of bread, homemade bread, and then the kind that you buy at the store, and you call that?
Well, now people call that light bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you mentioned donuts. Are there different kinds, different names for different types of donuts?
Well, now, all I've ever known, my mother always would make those donuts and put them in the deep fry, and she'd put them, but maybe have jars of them, you know, for us to have. Maybe they'd last a week in those covered big stone jars, you know. Back in those days, it is different to now, because she didn't have time to make them fresh, and you'd be surprised how wonderful they were.
Yeah. Okay. This is something that you'd make up a batter of and fry three or four of these at one time.
That's
for breakfast, maybe.
Yeah. That. Let's see. Now that is. What was it we call that? I know what you're talking about. What did we call that? I can just see. Yeah, it's not waffles. We have waffles now. It was waffle irons, but this is different. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name we called it.
You ever heard of pancakes or hot cakes or flapjacks or flitters? Or
that's right, flitters, yep.
You heard
that's
of flitters?
That's very familiar, yes. That's very familiar.
What all did you hear it called?
Ma'am?
How many different words
did
you hear it?
Flitters, that was more or less a little drop you put, you know, with spoon doings in it. But now we always call it flitters.
Okay. Say you go to the store to buy two flour. Yeah. If you bought one sack of flour, that might have in it 5 pounds
or like that. And you'd laugh. I bought my Martha White flour, plain flour. I made my own biscuit mixture, 25-pound bag at a time.